North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 27, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker announced yesterday that the state is launching a $56 million program to help individuals and families in need more easily access food.
Our goal is to use this funding to meet a greater demand for nutritional assistance among vulnerable populations and those struggling with the economic impacts of the pandemic. The funding will go toward a $36 million food security infrastructure grant program for individuals and families to have access to food through innovative solutions.
This week, the state reopened barbershops and hair salons.
Feedback, and it's a big community. I mean, there's 41,000 licensed barbers and hairstylists in Massachusetts. The overwhelming sense we've gotten from the folks in local government, who are primarily the ones we've talked to, is that as the process so far has gone as expected and anticipated, and I can tell you that at 7 o'clock this morning, I got my hair cut, and I showed up at 7 a.m. They took my temperature. I had to sign an attestation with respect to a variety of things that I said I didn't do and haven't done. The place where I cut my hair, or where I've gotten my hair cut, had plexiglass between the chairs. I had to wet my hair before I got there. I wore a mask the entire time. The gentleman who cut my hair wore a mask the entire time and a gown. And I was out in 20 minutes.
Governor Charlie Baker at yesterday's press briefing.
Sean Horgan's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Gloucester Bio, the 2015 startup company that began as a supplier of yeast to alcohol distillers to help them produce ethanol, may not have completely changed direction, but it certainly has changed lanes on the ethanol highway. In January, Gloucester Bio responded to the COVID-19 crisis by launching an entirely new product line, an ethanol-based antimicrobial hand sanitizer to help businesses and individuals conform to new health and safety measures and navigate the sanitizer shortages that emerged with the pandemic. Jeffrey Beeney, Gloucester Bio's founder and chief executive officer at its Dory Road facility, is quoted as saying, "We really identified a regional need here in New England for a large-scale manufacturer of premier hand sanitizer. We're focusing on Massachusetts and New England customers, targeting people who really need it, people who are the front lines trying to combat the pandemic." Beeney said the company already has sold its Gloucester Bio brand of hand sanitizer in liquid, gel, and foam formats to a variety of personal, commercial, and healthcare consumers, including the communities of Andover and North Andover, North Shore home health care companies, and local hospitals. Much more in the story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Danvers, McKinnon's Market and Super Butcher Shop has closed after an unspecified number of store employees tested positive for the coronavirus. It was unclear if the store would reopen today. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that the store announced the closure on its Facebook page on Monday at the end of the long Memorial Day weekend, calling it a difficult situation. "The closure will allow us to have all employees tested and cleared to return to work and allow us to have the store professionally sanitized and then deep cleaned." That is according to the posting on Monday. In an interview Tuesday, Eric Boucher, the store marketing director, offered little new information, saying the statement speaks for itself. More on this story in today's Salem News.
City of Salem's website is reporting that with the resumption of some court businesses on June 1, the city will resume charging for parking and enforcement in the following areas on Monday, June 1: Church Street East and West Lots, City's surface lot at the MBTA station, former Universal Steel lot on Bridge Street, Old Salem Jail lot, Salem Green lot, South Harbor Garage, and Museum Place Garage. Those parking in the lots are encouraged to use the Passport Parking app if possible. Mayor Kim Driscoll and Health Agent David Greenbaum will provide their next public update on the city's response to the COVID-19 pandemic on Thursday, May 28 at 7 p.m. at the evening's City Council meeting. You can watch the meeting live on SATV Channel 22 or via Zoom at the link and phone number that will be posted at salem.com.
Congressman Seth Moulton announced yesterday that the Lynn Economic Opportunity, LEO, Inc., has been awarded a $4.34 million federal grant for its Head Start program. Birgitta S. Damon, the CEO of LEO, Inc., said, "For 55 years since the inception of Head Start, LEO has consistently been recognized as the best home for this intensive early education and care program in Lynn. The importance of a Head Start community has never been more important, more evident than in the past 2 months during the COVID-19 pandemic. On March 17, LEO had to close its preschool and child care buildings and pivot to a remote service delivery model."
The AP is reporting that scallop fishing off New England will be subject to limitations for about the next 10 months, according to federal regulators. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said it has closed the northern Gulf of Maine fishing area, which means vessels fishing under federal regulations cannot fish for or possess scallops in the area until March 31. The closure is necessary because of projections that the total allowable catch for the area has been spent, according to NOAA. There are exemptions for Maine and Massachusetts vessels that fish only in state waters.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. And don't forget, we do like to hear from you. And you can email us at our email address at MSONewsSports@gmail.com, MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.